We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone, to Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us today. And I tell you something, I don't even know what to say. We have a story today that I think is going to shock a lot of people. And we'll get to it pretty shortly. I am Dave Stouter, the health warrior. And also with us, to my left,
Bill Sardi, to your left, right, and upside down. Bill Sardi, you're a resident health journalist. I write a lot of health books, talk about I'm kind of a blabbermouth. But the point is, this show is about you, not us. You just need to know who we are, whether we're solid citizens or not, whether we're shooting straight. Listen and see if you think we're shooting straight with you, because that's important for you to know. And if you know who's talking, people kind of build faith in people that they listen to on the radio. And then you'll know to listen to whether you're going to maybe change something in your life in regards to health issues. And somebody once said to me, the two most difficult things to change in life is your diet and your religion. And I believe that's probably, there's a little bit of truth to both of those. And we kind of deal with diet issues, and we deal with dietary supplements because we're in that business. That's our sponsor, Longevinix, which makes a red wine resveratrol pill, and Garlazyme makes a garlic pill. And so we talk about those products, but we really just like shooting straight from the heart to you and try to give you some non-commercial suggestions how you can improve your health. But today, well, the story is going to dominate what we say today. I think it's going to take the whole show. You're going to hear something that you haven't heard from any other source. It has to do with a cure for cancer. And I don't know how to say this in the most emphatic way. And I know you're going to pause when I say cancer has been cured. Now we'll get to that story to see if you believe it. But David, you have a quote from Dr. Ben Goldacre. He's from England. Tell us what his quote is.
Well, you know, Dr. Ben Goldacre, a lot of people know his name. He does these TED Talks on the internet, and he's a fairly good-humored fellow. And I want to tell people, Dr. Goldacre is very much pro-modern medicine. He thinks of sort of dietary supplements and homeopathy as a bit silly and unscientific. So I want people to understand where he's coming from, but people hear us throw darts at modern medicine all the time. Well, Dr. Goldacre has a book called Bad Pharma, and I've just got a couple of paragraphs here. But I want everybody to hear this quote from the book so that they realize where we're coming from, because we're always sort of casting aspersions on the science of drugs and things like that and their efficacy. So this now is a couple of quotes from Ben Goldacre's book, Bad Pharma. We like to imagine that medicine is based on evidence and the results of fair tests. In reality, those tests are often profoundly flawed. We like to imagine that doctors are familiar with the research literature, when in reality, much of it is hidden from them by drug companies. We like to imagine that doctors are well educated, when in reality, much of their education is funded by industry. We like to imagine that regulators only let effective drugs onto the market, when in reality, they approve hopeless drugs with data on side effects casually withheld from doctors and patients. He then says, this whole book is about meticulously defending every assertion in the paragraph that follows. Drugs are tested by people who manufacture them in poorly designed trials on hopelessly small numbers of weird, unrepresentative patients and analyzed using techniques which are flawed by design in such a way that they exaggerate the benefits of treatments. Unsurprisingly, these trials tend to produce results that favor the manufacturer. When trials throw up results that companies don't like, they are perfectly entitled to hide them from doctors and patients, so we only ever see a distorted picture of any drug's true effects. Regulators see most of the trial data, but only from early on in a drug's life, and even then they don't give this data to doctors or patients or even other parts of the government. This distorted evidence is then communicated and applied in a distorted fashion. In their 40 years of practice after leaving medical school, doctors hear about what works through ad hoc oral traditions from sales reps, colleagues, or journals. But these colleagues can be in the pay of drug companies, often undisclosed. And the journals are too. And so are the patient groups. And finally, academic papers, which everyone thinks of as objective, are often covertly planned and written by people who work directly for the companies without disclosure. Sometimes whole academic journals are even owned outright by one drug company. Aside from all this, for several of the most important and enduring problems in medicine, we have no idea what the best treatment is because it's not in anyone's financial interest to conduct any trials at all. These are ongoing problems, and although people have claimed to fix many of them, for the most part, they have failed. So all these problems persist, but worse than ever, because now people can pretend that everything is fine after all. There it is, Bill. And again, from an MD doctor who if somebody thinks he's exaggerated this, read his book. He's got 400 pages meticulously proving
but
everything
David,
I just read.
Our audience is just looking for practical help, you know. Yep. And the problem for so many of us, you know, I'm in an age group now. I'm entering an age group. I'm going to have my seventh decade of life here very soon. And in that group, most of the people are taking some sort of a prescription drug. In fact, most people over 50 or 60 are taking at least one prescription drug, and a whole bunch of people are taking up to five and more, even seven.
I see it all the time.
Day. And, you know, they're battling the side effects, and they don't, by law, they don't have to tell you that a lot of those prescription drugs deplete essential nutrients for life. So you're going to have side effects all of your life. You're never going to get well. And that is obscured. It should be on the label itself. But for people listening, you know, they're suffering. Their loved ones are suffering. They're hurting. Give us some answers. And hopefully give us some answers that don't cost us a lot of money. Because, you know, you can see I'm getting emotionally worked up here because I got to clear my throat. The issue is that we have gone to a dead end. And I mean that literally, where we're actually over-drugging America. And I've said half the people in nursing homes just for Alzheimer's disease really just have senile dementia induced by drugs. And if we take them off those drugs, we could free about 2.5 million Americans from incarceration or institutionalization, and they could go home instead of costing all their families all that money to be in nursing homes. So this is where we've gone, and we have a bigger shocking story for you today. But where is the help here for people? What can they reach for? And we've tried to tell people, start with vitamin D, things like that. Almost everyone is deficient in vitamin D. We're headed to the winter months now. We need to be thinking about supplementing with vitamin D. There's no reason not to take and supplement your diet with some vitamin D, and it's very inexpensive. And you need 2,000, maybe 4,000 or 5,000 units a day, says the Vitamin D Council. So just to maintain an adequate vitamin D level, which is important for your immune system, important for your bones, important for your mental health, there's a lots of reasons. Cancer is one. And so let's start with something simple that's familiar to you, sunshine, vitamin D. We're phobic about the sun and skin cancer. That's how we got into this mess. And we spawned a whole bunch of diseases like multiple sclerosis and even autism and childhood allergies and asthma. I'm trying to think of all the ones. There are too many. So we spawned all that in an era of being sun phobic. So that's what we did. But a more shocking story today. What if, you know, we've been trying to tell you in the first part of the show something that's going to rattle your cage to cause you to think twice about your misplaced faith in modern medicine. And What would you think if we told you today that cancer has been cured and you just haven't been told about it? Well, that's the story today. You'll find it written up at a website where you can go check on all this. It was April Fool's Day in 2007. That was 7 years ago that a critic of the cancer industry, Ralph Moss, Dr. Ralph Moss, he's a PhD, not an MD. He was saying in the New York Times in an article called Patents Over Patients that there's an off-the-shelf molecule produced in the 1940s that's been found to dramatically reduce the growth of human tumors when implanted in animals and has produced remarkable cures in a small number of human cases, but it has yet to enter a human clinical trial, and it is completely non-toxic.
Did you say from 1940, so that's 70 years it's been around?
3-bromopyruvate. You're not going to write that down, and it's a big word, and don't worry about it. It's not a terribly foreign molecule. When your body, when you exercise your muscles, you're going to give off and they get tired and all rubbery. It's because you've given off some lactic acid. So it's a derivative of lactic acid. Well, what our teaching today is to our audience, and we're going to blow past all the stop signs in this show and all the breaks and things, and you're going to have to tell me to take a break, David. But the point is that this molecule called 3-bromopyruvate, what is it? Well,
you know what, Bill? I will. I'll tell you to take a break right there on that. Let people digest this for a moment. You're listening to Have a Heart Health Radio, and you're going to hear something you've never heard anywhere else. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. We're breaking a really big story in the show. Dave Stouter, the health warrior, with me, Bill Sardi, health journalist. And this is exactly what a health journalist does. Bill, you just made a remarkable statement that what if cancer has essentially been cured and no one told us about it? And you told us about a molecule that's been around for quite a while called 3-bromopyruvate, a sort of a metabolite of lactic acid, a natural process in the body. Go ahead and pick up the story.
Well, I can hear the audience thinking, I can hear it coming, they're going to say. I can see it. What have they got to sell us?
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
Wait, but don't be on guard here. I have nothing to sell you today, nor does David. We're not beating a drum, causing some drama over some elixir we're going to hustle to you today. This is a story that reveals the real motives of modern medicine. And in it, it starts way back in the 1930s when a researcher named Otto Warburg, who was awarded two Nobel Prizes because he discovered that cancer cells eat sugar instead of burn oxygen. Now, our cells, it's called cellular respiration. We breathe oxygen, comes in our lungs, and that oxygen gets carried in red blood cells all over our body. And that oxygen gets delivered to the cells everywhere in our body, and it goes inside the cell and gets to a little atomic power plants called mitochondria. And they literally turn oxygen into energy called adenotriphosphate. So your cells have energy. So your heart can pump. Your brain can think. All of those things. Well, as we get older, we convert more to sugar burning than we do to oxygen burning. And so the very definition of a cancer cell, which is an immortal cell, and if since you can't kill it, it becomes a ball of cancer cells that are immortal, and we call it a tumor, and then it becomes so big it's pushing on nerves and causes pain, causes you to it takes up all the nutrients in your body, and you start to feel weak and tired, and then it spreads metastasis to other organs through your blood system, and then obviously that's the mortal stage. But the point is that how could we possibly stop this conversion from oxygen to sugar burning and therefore stop cancer? You see, what we're doing right now is we just watch the body, a whole bunch of fires start in our body called cancer. And then we get a bunch of fire extinguishers called chemotherapy and radiation therapy, and we try to kill those. Oops, there's another fire over here. Oops, there's another fire over there. And we keep trying to put them out until there's nothing left, and we die of the treatment, not actually the real cause. And this happens. A lot of folks get heart failure from chemotherapy and die of that. And the doctors say, well, the treatment was good, but must have had a weak heart. The issue is that we've got to stop this toxic chemotherapy and this whole idea of letting cancer grow and then detecting it and trying to put all these forest fires in our body. Well, what happens, and we're also treating a lot of cancer that isn't cancer today, precancerous states in the prostate, in the breast. We call it neoplasia, hyperplasia. These are precancerous cells. And we tell you, well, it's inevitably going to become cancer, and when they peel you off the ceiling, you've consented to surgery of some kind, and the next thing you know, you're under treatment for something that wasn't even cancer itself. In fact, the government's trying to get oncologists to stop calling and using the word cancer when it isn't cancer. But so it's a little bit of a racket. But where's the cure we're talking about? Well, it turns out that of all things, a Korean-born researcher, and she goes by the name of Dr. Ko, K-O, Young Hee Ko, K-O. And she was working at a formidable institution, John Hopkins Medical Center in Baltimore. That's considered the world's greatest medical center. And working there under direction from other researchers. And she used a derivative of lactic acid to treat cancer. Now, what happens in cancer cells is that when they convert to they make a little bit of their own sugar, but they begin to use sugar from the diet, and then they convert to just burning sugar for energy, or they die. So they convert, and they become immortal this way. And you're trying to kill them off because they're abnormal cells. And they convert to the sugar burning, and they expel lactic acid outside the cell. This is where we got the acid alkaline theory of cancer, and that acid is outside the cell. Now, we've gotten the mistaken idea that if we eat alkaline foods, we'll stop cancer. That's not true. So that's not how that works. And you actually need an acid digestive tract to stop cancer, an acid bladder to stop infection and cancer there. Your bloodstream has to be neutral pH, not acid or alkaline. If it was, it would kill off red blood cells. So that's a mistaken idea. But where the tumors are, lactic acid is expelled. Well, when it's expelled from the cell, there's a little doorway that it gets out. And what Dr. Ko did was use this lactic acid-like molecule called an analog, 3-bromopyruvate, and gave it to people, gave it to animals first, and it went in the outdoor of the cell. In other words, walk into a grocery store through the door you're supposed to go out. You know that door that opens up and everybody comes out? You could get in, couldn't you? Well, the lactic acid like molecule, 3-bromopyruvate, was used by this researcher, and lo and behold, Once it gets into the cell dies in place. It eradicates in a protective antioxidant called glutathione in the cell, and the cell dies in place. So if you give this little substance, you only need a few hundred micrograms of it. They put it in animals who had human tumors implanted in their body, just a big lump on the side of a mouse, laboratory mouse, of a tumor, and then they gave this to the animals, and lo and behold, the cancer was gone. They first tested it in 19 animals, all 19 animals completely cured. This is unusual in a laboratory experiment, and all of them survived and continued to live normal lifespans. This was unheard of, and it was all documented starting in 2004. That was 10 years ago, and now it's been 10 years since all of this has gone on. And the point being, they haven't entered into a human study yet. Well, they found out it was completely non-toxic, since this 3-bromopyruvate molecule can't enter a healthy cell. Now, when we use chemotherapy, it not only destroys the cancer cells, it destroys the healthy cells. That's why we have heart failure and other side effects in chemotherapy and even radiation therapy. And there's no treatment resistance, we call it. You know, eventually, chemotherapy drugs are approved if they shrink a tumor by 50%, even though they don't increase your survival. Can you imagine that's how they get FDA approval? And you're led for a while to think the tumor's shrinking, and then eventually it comes back roaring because the body develops resistance to those drugs. This has no resistance. It is used non-toxically. You could swallow this stuff all day if you were healthy, and they're doing a study in South America right now to confirm all this. And a few humans have been given 3-bromopyruvate that were on their deathbed. They were in advanced stage cancer. None of the drugs worked, and all of them have been cured. And you are hearing about this for the first time. And there is a drug company trying to enter human study, but they said they were going to launch this a year ago, and they didn't do it. It's all wrapped up in a bunch of intrigue. Why are we telling you? Because we don't sell 3-bromopyruvate. We have nothing to do with it commercially. And in fact, you can't even get it today. It's a chemical. It is not a dietary supplement. It is not in the food supply. It is widely available since 1940. It costs pennies. I think somebody said 70 cents a dose. You know, I don't know how the pharmaceutical companies are going to say, you know, drugs cost $1 billion to get approved. Not this one. It's an off-the-shelf molecule. We can cure cancer today with it. Why? Because as cancer cells convert to using sugar, it finds the sugar cells, goes in the exit door, and kills them in place non-toxically. And so this is what goes on. $100 billion of chemotherapy drugs sold. There's 1.6 million new cases of diagnosed cancer a year. It would cost us about $104 million to treat all the newly diagnosed cancer patients a year with 3-bromopyruvate. It costs us over $100 billion a year to treat them with chemotherapy drugs that are toxic and don't work. They do not work. The only reason that you are treated with chemotherapy drugs, because you and your family will insist, do something. My loved one is dying. Do something. So we do something. And you get treatment, but you don't get a cure. And here's a cure that could be used. And understand, you don't need FDA approval for 3-bromopyruvate under compassionate use guidelines. If you've exhausted all other therapies, you could use this today. Any cancer doctor could do it. And my criticism is, you'll find this article, cancer cured again. Oh, not again. Yes, again. And it's the issue is here, we could begin using this today. It's cheap. It's non-toxic. And your loved ones are dying, and they're not doing anything. And I've said, once they try to recruit human subjects for this human trial, I don't think the oncologists are going to cooperate with this, David. They're not going to cooperate. They're not going to recruit patients. They're not going to put themselves out of business. Our listeners have heard here that the only ethic – that modern medicine should have is to put itself out of business. And it doesn't dare go there. cancer can be cured. Cancer has been cured. Cancer is being cured in the laboratory in a non-toxic way, and they won't put it to the test. The Baltimore Sun, the newspaper in Baltimore, talked about this 10 years ago in a newspaper article. And patients and their families, you know, frantically called, when are you going to begin a human trial? They still have not started a human trial with 3-bromopyruvate. And I just want everyone to learn about how cancer cells get started. They convert from using oxygen to using sugar. That was Otto Warburg's discovery in the 1930s. And we've really gone a whole wrong direction, in a misdirection, to try to toxically kill cancer cells as they occur, rather than snuffing them out non-toxically like this 3-bromopyruvate does.
All right, so, Bill, if I can, let's take a break here. This is a lot to digest, and I have a question for you. And so we'll just be back in a minute or two, folks. Don't go away, and we'll continue this story.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy. Called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
It's time to close the medicine cabinet and open the vitamin shelf. This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I invite all of you iPad and Android owners to download the Vitamin Shelf app. The Vitamin Shelf app normally sells for $1,000, but if you are one of the first 10 million downloads, you'll get a 100% discount. What I mean to say is it's free. The app will keep you in touch with Apple Health Foods. You'll have easy links to our contact info, upcoming events, our Facebook page and Twitter feed, and best of all, mobile access to thevitaminshelf.net. Here, you'll hear years of archives of our San Francisco radio show. You'll get interviews with the experts in the field of health and nutrition, health news reports, and biting commentary. You'll be alerted when new content is posted, and I promise to be informative and not annoying. Go to the iTunes App Store or Google Play and search for The Vitamin Shelf. The Vitamin Shelf app is free, and it's the only known cure for neutrophobia. Back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the Health Warrior. With me, Bill Sardi, health journalist. And again, you know, we're talking about this molecule. It's not a dietary supplement. We're not here selling you anything. We're not creating some story and telling you to go down to the health food store or go to some website. We're talking about, we're letting you see the face of modern medicine is the way it looks to me. It sort of breaks my heart, this story, because we have something that could just help a whole lot of people, and modern medicine is dragging its feet. And I know that shocks a lot of you. And, you know, our Bill Sardi here, and unfortunately it's out of print, so we're not selling you a book either, but wrote a phenomenal book on cancer called You Don't Have to Be Afraid of Cancer Anymore. So he knows the subject. But Bill, I did want to ask one thing. I was listening to you describe how this 3-bromopyruvate sneaks in the back door of the cancer cells, if you will, through the lactic acid exit door, and then it just disables and stops the whole energy production. The cell dies. And you said in the studies, the humans and the mice had no toxicity. Well, why doesn't this 3-bromopyruvate sneak in the back door of healthy cells and kill them too?
Because healthy cells don't have a back door. They're using oxygen and they're not expelling lactic acid. And when you expel lactic acid, there has to be a little doorway, a receptor site, in order for it to get out. The cancer cells have the doorways and the healthy cells don't. So it cannot harm your brain, your heart, your liver. It can't harm healthy cells. It only – now, how do we know this? You know the way they detect cancers is to use something called a PET scan. Now, a PET scan, they give you a little bit of sugar. It's called radio-labeled sugar. It's you know, radioactive. And then you that sugar goes to where the cancer cells are, and that's how you detect the sugar cells or the cancer cells in your body with a PET scan. Now, that's obvious evidence that modern medicine believes this sugar theory of cancer. By the way, what would that tell you? One of the first things a cancer patient should do is not consume refined sugars and maybe even cut off the fruit sugars, because it's important you're feeding the cancer cell. That's what it needs to survive. Not that it's the complete cure, but I'm sure this is the reason why some diets like the Gerson diet and other well-known diets, more vegetable-based, tend to work for cancer and slow it down, because you're not feeding it the sugar. And that should be the first thing. Have you ever heard an oncologist say, don't eat a lot of sugar?
You know, that should be the first thing. Bill, I just have to say this. I had a customer come into the store, and she had been diagnosed with cancer, and they discussed her treatment options, and she asked the doctor, well, what should I do with my diet? And the oncologist said, it doesn't matter.
That's right. Well, you know, there was a Jonathan Ely, he's a researcher at the University of Washington, and he was talking about vitamin C in cancer, and he had patients, and he advised them, they were stage four breast cancer, and he told them to stop sugar in their diet and to take a lot of vitamin C. And at last call, when he wrote about this, they had survived quite a few years, you know, and so these patients. So getting the sugar out of the diet, if you want to stop cancer, I mean, it should be the first thing. Well, you know, doctors want cancer so they can treat it. And then they treat it toxically so they can bill insurance. And we don't want to find something like 3BP, which puts them all out of business. And I've said that the general practitioners and the internists, they're going to have to prescribe a drug like 3BP, because the oncologists aren't going to put themselves out of business. But where are we going with this? And I know it's frustrating to hear this, and somebody driving around right now is, you know, it just completely with mixed emotions. You know, their loved one has cancer, and you can't get this 3BP molecule, 3-bromopyruvate. So why should we frustrate our audience? Well, we need to educate you first, and there is a little bit of an answer here if we can stretch the rules a little bit. Because, you see, in order for a cell to get the signal to go from burning oxygen to burning sugar for energy, it has to get the signal it's out of oxygen. And we call that state in a cell hypoxia. When the cell is deprived of oxygen, it's hypoxic, H-Y-P-O-X-I-A, hypoxia. So hypoxia, there's a little message or a signal sent by a gene called hypoxia-inducing factor. Hope I'm not talking over your head here. And if that signal is sent, then the cell begins to use sugar for energy because it's trying to find a way to survive. Okay, what if you block that signal? You know, there are things in nature that block that signal. Now, it just so happens.
And that's a genetic signal, right?
It's a genetic signal. Okay. HIF1, hypoxia-inducing factor 1 gene, is the gene. If we block that gene signal, the cell cannot move from using oxygen and reverting to using sugar in order to make its energy. And in other words, it can't become a cancerous cell. Now, we're a little bit involved in this, so we can't make a commercial claim here, but we can give you the knowledge. The point is, there are molecules in nature that inhibit the HIF1, the hypoxia signal. And if you do that, you don't even need to take the 3-bromopyruvate drug. And this isn't something an oncologist isn't going to tell you either. And you're going to find those molecules in grapes, in the skin of red apples, in the bran of rice, like rice bran, you're going to find those molecules. And when combined together, they profoundly inhibit the HIF-1 or the hypoxia signal. Therefore, cancer cells never get started. And it turns out the National Institutes of Health took a red wine molecule called resveratrol and figured out and measured this through something called microRNA analysis, and that resveratrol, a red wine molecule, downregulated, shut off the HIF-1 gene 189-fold downward, okay? And wow. If you combined all those molecules I just told you about, the resveratrol and the ones from the apple peel and the ones from the rice bran and all that, if you combine those all together, they were 1,366 times less HIF-1. In other words, it was the most profound hypoxia-inducing factor inhibitor ever, ever, ever tested. Now, that particular test had to do with our sponsor's product called Longevinix. I cannot make the claim that it cures cancer. I cannot tell you that it treats, cures, or prevents any disease. But I can tell you that it inhibits HIF-1, the hypoxia signal, better than any known molecule or combination of molecules ever tested. And how do I know it might work? Well, it's working in humans today because in a pilot test, it was used in macular degeneration. See, macular degeneration is like cancer. New blood vessels form to bring oxygen to the back of the eye because it also has a hypoxia signal out of oxygen and send new blood vessels there, and the new blood vessels invade the visual center of the eye called the macula and destroys vision. Well, they use anti-cancer drugs to treat that condition.
That's right. That's right. What is it, Avastin and Lucentis?
Avastin and Lucentis, they're injected once a month. It costs $2 billion a year. And, of course, the Longevinix product that I formulated, it is our sponsor, that causes the blood vessels to recede in a more effective way. In fact, it works when the cancer drugs don't work for macular degeneration. And the eye doctors, to a man, are ignoring and shunning this development and letting thousands of patients go blind to protect their incomes because they won't make any money on the dietary supplement. And I know what's going to be said here right now. Patients and people hearing this right now got to run to their doctor to ask them if this is true. Don't even go there, folks. They don't even know. If they did know, they're going to tell you it's all unproven and what crazy guy were you listening to it on the radio. They're letting thousands of people who fail the drug therapy for macular degeneration go blind in order to protect their incomes. I hate to sound so crass about this. And the same thing is occurring for cancer. It's just the state of modern medicine. You know, I don't care where we are in this world today. The world got hooked on old technologies, gasoline engines, when we should be using natural gas. We've got power lines that are running power from dams like Hoover Dam over here to California. Those power lines are old and they're steel. They should be made with something called composite. But we can't go to those because we can't go to anything that's more efficient and less costly because the people who are making money off all of the old technologies are entrenched and have paid off all of the politicians and everyone's to protect their incomes. And we can't get the cancer cures. We can't get more efficient ways to be transported and fuel vehicles. We can't get a better, more efficient way to transmit electricity because the people that are making the money are bought off Congress, bought off everybody, and you cannot get access to these things today. And Bill, that's what's going on in our modern world.
I want to, you know, at the beginning of the program, I for those people that were with us then, I read this quote from Ben Goldacre's book, Bad Pharma, just one sentence. If people doubt what you're saying, it says, listen to this, for several of the most important and enduring problems in medicine, we have no idea what the best treatment is because it's not in anyone's financial interest to conduct any trials at all. He researched this inside out, the pharmaceutical industry, and has come to the same conclusion that you're telling us, and people are going to say, oh, it's just a conspiracy theory. Oh, he's just a vitamin guy. No, we have this 3-bromopyruvate that should be being studied and might it should be a miracle for us. And we can't get it. We don't have it. We can't sell it to you. Your doctor doesn't have it. It's someone's dragging their feet and people are sick. And yes, you can cut your sugar. Certain nutrients are a good strategy for prevention. This is a big story, Bill. We're going to take a short break here and have a Heart Health Radio. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Pretty amazing what's going on in the world today. We're talking about it, and you know, the purpose in us exposing the dark side of modern medicine is simply for us to help you. There is so much on many of these problems, these health crises that we face, that can be done through diet, lifestyle, and nutrition. And our faith in modern medicine is allowing these things to be obscured from us, and it breaks my heart. I know it, Dave Stouter, the health warrior. I know it breaks Bill Sardi's heart too. We're trying to bring you the information. And Bill, since you mentioned we can really cut down the sugars in our diet and eat more vegetables and proteins and things and good fats, and that has an effect. And you mentioned that there's quite a few natural molecules. Like resveratrol and I've read about this polyphenol from apples that stop this gene signal that lets the cells convert to cancer in the first place. You mentioned earlier in the show more vitamin D3, which has some good effects against cancer, because I think, as you've said, the best thing to do is prevent it in the first place, rather than run around.
Well, the shocking part of all this, since 3-bromopyruvate, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about a cure for cancer. It's been hidden from the world for over a decade. A researcher at Johns Hopkins University discovered this. It cured every animal in the animal lab. This was unheard of, and they had tumors implanted in them, human cells, and then it cured all of them. The animals lived a normal life. It's been used in a handful of people in terminal end-stage cancer and cured all of them, and you can't get it. You cannot get access to this. They won't launch a study. The National Cancer Institute, in fact, has stopped funding for studies involved with this molecule. It's cheap. It's off the shelf. You could get it from chemical companies today. It is totally non-toxic. It cannot hurt anybody, even a healthy person. And why this is revolutionary, David, cancer is an age-related disease. And we could just give people this like multivitamins. Don't even look for cancer. Don't even have to detect it. Just give this periodically. And if you had hidden cancer cells in your body, it would kill them, and they would be eventually expelled from your body. And that's the end of it. We don't need an oncologist. We don't need a PET scan. We don't need all of this. Cancer would be gone for good, period. Eradicate it. Did you hear that? And so this is what we're talking about, and they're keeping this information from us. Now, if you want to read about this and all the references, you can go to my website, resveratrolnews.com, R-E-S-V-E-R-A-T-R-O-L. It's the red wine molecule, resveratrolnews.com. Read my article, Bill Sardi, Cancer Cured Again. And no, this is not another story about Laetril, vitamin B17. It's not another story about alkalinity and acidity, though it involves that. It is a proven cure from the nation's highest regarded medical center, Johns Hopkins University. And this is where this has all been studied. I've called the researchers. They're as frustrated as you and I are in hearing this. We're just not getting the message. Now, we're trying to give you other ways to get there. Cut the sugar out of your diet, the refined sugars, the sucrose, the table sugar from cane sugar, cut out the high fructose corn syrup, and all of these things, especially if you have cancer, concerned about recurring cancer. You know, the way this 3-bromopyruvate works, it gets in the cell and eliminates or eradicates something called glutathione. That's a master antioxidant inside of cells, and then the cells die. You know, there is another substance in nature that does the same thing called allicin from garlic. And we can't tell you it cures cancer. We can only tell you it has the same mechanism. And it's called allicin from garlic. And you can crush a fresh clove of garlic, and then you'll make the allicin. You won't make it in a regular garlic pill, even if it's labeled to say it produces allicin. Your stomach acid's going to disengage the enzyme then converts it to allicin. So you need a special kind of garlic pill if you want to take a garlic pill to avoid the pungency and the garlic odor of garlic pills. It's called Garlazyme, our sponsor's product, 866-674-3955, 866-674-3955, to get Garlazyme, the first world's first alkalinized buffered garlic pill that assuredly produces allicin that goes inside the cancer cells and has been demonstrated in animal studies to eradicate the glutathione in the same manner this 3BP works and therefore eradicates cancers selectively, just gets the cancer cells, doesn't harm the healthy cells. And, you know, Garlazyme, it costs $8.60 a month. You buy 3 1-month supply bags of it, and you get a fourth bag free. Shipping is free, and I think it costs $8.60 a month. 866-674-3955. You have to get the allicin molecule to do it. Or crush a fresh clove of garlic, and you try to do it that way if you can get it down your throat. I mean, it's a tough, it's very pungent, and it bites your stomach and it causes the garlic odor. But either way, it can be done. You want to get that allicin in your body, and I'm giving you familiar, inexpensive ways you can do this, and certainly we have a commercial interest in the Garlazyme, but we just told you how to do it at home. Now, if you heat up the garlic or cook it, it negates the allicin molecules, so you're not going to get the full effect. But we're trying to give you ways that you can get at these things, and I think if cancer patients today – they're going to have extended survival if they just follow some of these rules. The big one, cut the sugar out of your diet. Number two, get some of these molecules into your system. You won't get enough of them from the diet that we find in grapes and apple, red apple peel, and like garlic and so on, that are going to inhibit this hypoxia signal. So the cancers, the cells in your body never get the signal to become cancerous, to start using sugar for their energy, and therefore they don't become immortal and they die off normally and are replaced by new healthy cells. So that's what we need to do. You're never going to hear this from an oncologist. They're all going to say it's unproven. If you never test it, you can always say it's not proven yet. But it's not disproven, and it has been proven. We've got these healthy laboratory animals. We just don't have any healthy humans. They're not using this 3B pyruvate. If they would just you know, it's, you know, I don't know how an audience is even going to grasp this or even believe us, David, because we are commercially involved here. We do sell things that are involved in this. We try to talk to our audience and plead with them, you know, start peeling apples and just eat the peel of them. They've got some of the same molecules. Try and, you know, wine has alcohol and things in it, so you can use a red wine pill. Our sponsor, Longevinix, makes such a pill. But use some of these molecules. We're pleading with the audience because, well, 1.6 million people every year get newly diagnosed with cancer, and they don't have an answer to cancer. There is no cure. And so we can't say we have cancer cures on this show. It's forbidden. But we can reach out to you and step over the line a little bit and try and give you some tips, some suggestions how you might get your hands around cancer. And if you don't have the gumption to do it yourself, cancer treatment is a failure. No one survives it. Treatment resistance sets in. It never works. Now, the reason why you hear of some people surviving quite a few years with cancer is they never had cancer. They had this precancerous state. Once you're in the stage metastasis where it's spreading to other organs, that's the mortal stage. And really, nobody ever gets out of that. That's nobody who ever relied on conventional cures. So there's been a lot of heartache, certainly, with cancer. It could have all apparently been stopped over a decade ago. And modern medicine refuses to put a non-toxic cure into practice. You want to read about it. You don't believe what I'm saying is true. Read my article, Cancer Cured Again, at resveratrolnews.com. I hope it doesn't totally frustrate you. You can't go buy this molecule, 3-bromopyruvate. It's available from chemical companies and won't sell it to you. It's for research purposes only. It is not a dietary supplement. I do not sell it, nor does any other health food store. It is not commercially available. We can only tell you natural ways to mimic it. Start with a low-sugar diet. Use garlic. Use these other molecules we told you about in today's program to try to inhibit the signal that converts cells from using oxygen to burning sugar. That's when cancer gets started. It was all known in the 1930s. Otto Warburg won 2 Nobel Prizes to educate us about this, and we're re-educating you today. And we hope that you will, well, find your way out of this cancer industry, which is treatment-oriented but not cure-oriented.
Bill, David? I think you just gave us tremendous advice. And, folks, look, if we have knowledge that can help you, that's why we call this radio show Have a Heart Health Radio. We're going to step up and do our best. We'll be back next week. Thanks for being with us. Don't be shy. Email the show, haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question, give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.